Shalom. This is Billy Brimmon, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, coming to you today from Skytook, Oklahoma, and the home of relatively new associate pastors, Chip and Candace Brim at A Glorious Church Fellowship. What's the address, Brenda? 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. Now, we're getting set for the glory. We're getting ready for the glory. The Lord spoke to me. 2014 is the year the church must don glory. It's going to be a choice. You're going to have to make a choice in your life. I'm going to have to make a choice in my life to do the things which will allow the glory of God to rise up big in me. And those things, last night, they were brought forth by the Lord. They're really in the last, from the fourth chapter on in Ephesians, what you have to do to have God's glory. It's about the glorious church, that whole book of Ephesians. And it says you have to do this. You walk in love. You walk in unity. You be tender-hearted. Oh, he dealt on that tender-hearted. You have to hear the Lord, because it is written, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. And in Ephesians, it says, be tender-hearted. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't let filthy communication out your mouth. I am going to guard my mouth this year as I never have before. I'm going to guard it to keep it positive all the time. Now, you have to make a choice to do the word. You have to make a choice to obey God. You have to make it, your chooser has to choose it. Now, Chip preached a great sermon, which I thought was getting the church ready for, you know, they stream their services every Sunday. So I watched it the Sunday before this week when we were having our meeting. I wanted to hear what Chip was preaching to get into it. And he taught on choices. Chip, what about that?
Well, you taught us that God has given us a chooser.
A chooser.
And it's your will.
It's your will.
And one time when I was preaching in New York City, I was handed a newspaper, and there was an article on two brothers. And I just want to mention it. It's powerful. And these two brothers were interviewed. One was living in the streets, homeless, alcoholic, dying, just in front of your eyes.
Real people now.
Yeah, real people. This is real.
Uh-huh.
The other brother was a CEO, multimillionaire of a company. They, for some reason, whatever, I don't want to get into it, you know, didn't help each other, like each other, whatever. But they interviewed both of them, and they didn't know what the other one said. They interviewed the homeless one, and they said, why are you where you're at? He said, I'll tell you why I'm where I'm at. And he began to give these answers. Because of my father, that no good, blankety blank, you know, who treated my mom and abused us kids, and he was an alcoholic, that's why I'm where I'm at. Well, they interviewed the CEO brother, multimillionaire. Why are you where you're at, so successful? He says, I'll tell you why I'm where I'm at. It was the exact same answer. He said, because of my blankety-blank father, and he was an alcoholic, and he abused me and my brother. And they didn't even know they gave the same answers. And they were both dealt a bad hand, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Like a lot of people, you may be listening, you've been dealt a bad hand, but you still have a choice. And because they made different choices. One choose, that's the reason why. And I'm going to choose cursings or whatever. Reason why. And I'm going to choose. I'm not going to be that way. Mm-hmm. And it was the power of choice.
That was the power of choice.
Wow.
Oh,
you
want to?
Are you kidding me? And then the Lord dealt with me. He said, I gave man choices. Choose life, not death.
Deuteronomy 30.
And blessings, not cursings. Mm-hmm. And here's what he said in the New Living Translation. Now listen, today, this is 30, verse 15. Listen, so if you're driving, listen. Today I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster, or blessings and cursing. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his way. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are about to enter and occupy. 19, today I've given you the choice between life and death, and blessings and cursings. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choices you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you would, and your descendants might live. And you can make this choice by loving your Lord God and obeying him and committing yourself to him. So I thought, witnesses? He said in this verse, right here, choose life and death, blessings and cursings. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness these choices you're making. So the choices you have made so far or making, there are witnesses to these choices.
God has always to have witnesses.
Always. So people around us are witnessing, right? Mm-hmm. And we're affecting them.
He said, everything is decided out of the mouth of two or three witnesses.
But the great cloud of...
The great cloud of witnesses is watching.
And they're witnessing choices as well. So what are they witnessing in your life? Have you been dealt a bad hand? Have things have been bad? But you can choose. Mom, I believe that there's people who have chose life that are listening to this right now. Eternal life. They're saved. Good for you.
Yes.
Great right. choice. But yes. still choosing cursing.
Yeah, choosing to live in a cursings. Life of...
That's a choice.
It's a choice.
Faith is a choice.
Faith mm-hmm. is a choice. And the very best definition of blessing is increase.
Increase.
And the very best definition of cursing is decrease in the Hebrew.
Ooh.
Blessing, increase. Cursing, decrease.
Well, I like that.
So... if you have an Art Scrolls, Tehillim, Chip, I'll show you that when we finish this program. But it gives you, this is the, so you're going to choose increase, which the one brother chose. Or you're going to choose decrease, which the other brother chose. So it's up to you. It's up to you have to make a choice. You have, everything in life is choice.
Everything.
Everything. Now here's an interesting thing about the Jews. It is written that everything in life, this is what God wrote in His Word, is established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. That's why when Jesus would appear to Brother Hagin, he'd say, Brother Hagin say, you look like Jesus, but I want to know out of two Bible scriptures that what you're saying is right. So Jesus said, okay, I'll give you three, or I'll four or five. That always made him feel good, you know, because he could trust that Brother Hagin was going to make sure Jesus was talking to him and not Satan, an angel of light. So here's what the Jews believe, that at our birth, we are given two angels, not one guardian angel, but two, because they are the two witnesses of your life.
Witnesses.
The two witnesses of your life. And that at the judgment seat of God, those two witnesses will give a witness of your life. And they are heavenly creatures. So here's what God said to Brandon. Brandon is my grandson, your nephew. And when Jesus took him one time out in the spirit and took him over homeless people in New York City, and then he took him to other places. He was over the homeless. They were warming themselves by the burning barrels. And Jesus said to them, to Brandon, it's not my fault that this has happened to them. Somewhere along the line, it was life's choices.
Mm.
Somebody's choices. Might have been the father's choices. You say, well, they never had a chance, but it was somebody's choice that got them there. And so, praise the Lord, he has set, yes, go ahead.
Well, I think of this, since you said, Mom, that blessings is increase.
Yes.
And cursings is decrease. Yes. What about this scripture? A faithful man shall abound with blessings. A faithful man shall abound with increase. Abounding.
Absolutely. Abound.
This is going to be the year. You're listening right now. This is going to be your year of abounding and increase. Do you agree with that or not? Wherever, if you're driving, if you're at your job, if you're building a house, if you're in an office, this is going to be your year to choose blessings. God said to man, choose it, abound in it. It's for you. So make that choice. Choose to hold fast. So if you're not abounding like you would like to be abounding, then don't accuse the word of not being true. Check up on your faithfulness. Because a faithful man shall abound.
Absolutely. Well, listen to this. And this is actually, I said Psalm 112. It's Psalm 114. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord. Well, that'd be me and you. We fear the Lord. He will bless them that fear the Lord, small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. This is the Art Scrolls note. These words provide a most accurate description of barach, blessing, bracha, blessing, which means increase and abundance. Whereas the closest definition of klalal, curse, is decrease and loss. Mm. So the Hebrew word for blessing means increase and abundance. The Hebrew word for cursing means decrease and loss. So God said, I have set before you this day increase and abundance, mm-hmm. and I have set before you decrease and loss. Choose increase and abundance.
Choose. And we're being witnessed. There's witnesses to your
choices.
And
there's witness to your choices.
And I thought, Brenda and I are sitting here, and we as children witnessed mom's choices. You know?
Yeah.
We witnessed it. I mean, not only we witnessed it, and it affected us in our lives and our grandchildren.
Yes.
So he's got people here on earth watching your choices.
Yeah. When I came into the baptism with the Holy Spirit and came under the ministry of Kenneth E. Hagin and learned about walking in faith, my life changed.
Right. And faith works by love.
Yeah. And I learned to walk in love.
Yeah.
And
that was a choice.
Yeah, it was a choice. And Shelley said, the day Mama changed, yeah. She could tell it. She was 9 years old.
Yeah.
So she could tell it. And that's it. There is a witness of our choices.
You made a choice that day, didn't you?
I made a choice.
And it affected us.
And it affected you and your children.
And the church. And the church.
Yes.
That's powerful.
It is
God.
Very he created powerful.
Man to choose.
Yes. And I have a lot of effect in Israel.
So what would you say to somebody right now who's made bad choices, but they can...
Repent.
Repent.
Here's another power. The power of repentance is one of the greatest powers there is. You can absolutely be on your road to hell, just about to go over the cliff. And if you repent, you turn around and you're not going over that cliff.
Mm.
The power of repentance is... Oh, God, if any man will repent, will turn around, go the other way. I made a wrong choice. The power of God will help you.
Kind of like Moses coming down. Who's on the Lord's side?
Yeah.
Make a choice.
Make a choice. Turn around.
Mm, Aaron did.
Forgive me, Father. I made the wrong choice. I chose to believe this and this, but now I'm going to believe you. I'm going to believe your word. I'm going to walk in 2014 like the word says.
And you just made a choice from going from decrease to increase.
You just did it. From death to life.
Easy.
From death to life. You changed.
Yeah.
From doubt and unbelief to faith. Oh, glory to God. This is our year for walking in the glory and increase.
Yeah.
So we're offering special offer, Chip Brim's tape. I still say tapes, CDs, and DVDs. Only $3. You can request, I want the CD or the DVD. Just call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And you can make a choice to walk in the anointing and power of God. Shalom, shalom.